All right, so we were discussing the opinion of Rav Meir last time, who felt that one is should always avoid making nedarim, even if it's a nedava, meaning he's discussing a specific item, and even if it's like Rabbi Hillel, he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash itself and he's about to bring the animals a karban, it's still not advisable. Rashi said because he'll accustom him to making nedarim, and the other times he won't have the animal in the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe even make a neder where he's not mentioning a specific item, an obligation, which he could then forget about. Taisa said because you never know what could go wrong while you're waiting in line, and the Ramban said because make him think that he has brownie points for which he could do averus later on. The Taisa says, according to a mayor, how was Klal Yisrael able to eat meat in the Midbar? According to Bishmael, they weren't allowed to shecht b'sar taiva. All the only animals that were allowed to shecht, or the only meat they were allowed to eat, if it was b'sar karbonis. So if you're not supposed to bring nedavos, according to Remeir, how were they, they couldn't bring voluntary carbons in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, how were they able to eat meat? So Taisa says, well, since there was no other option of getting meat other than bringing in a deva, so it's as if at least during that period of time there was a mitzvah to do so. As if there was a mitzvah to do it. So even though Remeir normally feels it shouldn't make a deva, here this was an exception. However, it's possible to offer an answer to Tosfos Kasha based on a comment of the Chazon Ish, which is really surprising. The Chazon Ish says over here in the Goyim Simin Aleph Ois Hei that he's discussing actually a Taisvis later on in Masechta Zechun on Daf Kuf Mem. What Taisvis discusses, Daf Kuf Mem is literally a one snippet from Taisvis, the last three lines of Taisvis Dibri Maskel Limu'ute. Taisvis is discussing an animal that was found in Nir Nidachas. Nir Nidachas is a city where the majority of its inhabitants worship the Avodah Zarah, which of course has to be destroyed completely. And is all of its, all of the items, the loot from the Nir Nidachas, the proceeds are all prohibited in Hana. So says Taisus, Tsarchian, Vibahemus Irani Dachas, Imar Vikdish Vikrivam, who carbon kasha came in the Lusrefa Kaima. Since the animal is supposed to be burned, not only is it prohibited in Hana while it still exists, but it's supposed to be burned and destroyed, what if I brought it as a carbon, but I fulfilled my obligation to bring a carbon? So the Chazon Ish asks, how could Taisus even have a suffix about this? How could it be makdish, an animal that's prohibited in Hana? You don't own it. He says, "V'tzarchim v'behemus ir nidach v'mav v'hikdish v'kriva." That's Taisus suffix. Near me, the v'rayim the efshel hakiv carbon shelo hikdish k'dushas damim. You don't own it. It's prohibited in Hana. So how can I dedicate its value to the Beis Hamikdash or dedicate it as a carbon? It doesn't belong to me. It's also b'Hana. I can't benefit in any way. So how could Taisus even have a suffix whether you bring this, whether you fulfill the obligation of bringing the carbon by bringing this animal? You can't be makdish to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazon Ish derives from here that it must be you can bring an animal even though you were never makdish, meaning even though I never committed myself to bringing a carbon, I could just show up, right, like crash the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon, so to speak. Kiviyachol. Bahavdil, right? Shelo hikdisha kedusha dava, or maybe carbon chulin v'shochto should heishchita mekadesh mekadasha kedusha guf. Meaning, if I crash the Beis HaMikdash with an animal, I offer it up as a carbon. It becomes kadosh at the time of the bringing of the carbon. I don't have to label it as a carbon before I bring it. I could just bring it, and it will become kadosh subsequently or retroactively. Even though it doesn't belong to you, to be makdisha, you can still bring a carbon in that fashion all at once. So if that's the case, one could suggest that Taisus Kasha, Taisus Ez, according to Rav Meir, you're not supposed to commit yourself to bringing animals in the Beis HaMikdash because I might be moil from the animal, benefit from the animal waiting in line, or Rashi said it'll cost me to making other commitments and vows. Ah, so then how was Klal Yisrael ever able to eat meat in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that all the only animals they were able to eat is animals that they volunteered to the Beis HaMikdash? You're not supposed to volunteer the animals to the Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that they didn't commit the animals to the Beis HaMikdash in advance. They crashed. They showed up with an animal. They brought it in the Mishkan as a carbon, and that itself made the animal into a carbon. Before it was chulin, and now it became a carbon at the time of the shechita. You don't have to consecrate it. You don't have to sanctify it with a nether or a nedava beforehand. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. The problem is, right, the problem is that we have over here a sifra Parashas Vayikra, the pasuk says, Adam ki yakir mikem karban Hashem. If a person from amongst you will bring a carbon to Hashem, karban Hashem kishayakdim hekdesh lehakravaso. You're supposed to be makdish the animal before you bring it. So Chazinish has a wonderful suffix, you know, wonderful suggestion. It seems to be against the Teres Kohenim. Obviously, the Chazinish was aware of this. Presumably, the Chazinish would argue it's a mitzvah. It's preferable to commit to bring the animal first before you actually offer it. It's not nice to crash. It happens to be sometimes a mitzvah to crash. You know this Vart? The Vart, famous Vart, you have to know this. A lot of times people get angry. I'm not invited. I'm not going. Friendships are ruined over this. And not only are friendships ruined over this, of course, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. As the Gemara says himself, it's Gittin, Akamsa Bar Kamsa. Hichrevis Beisein. The whole Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Kamsa Bar Kamsa, because the invitation was supposed to go to Kamsa, and it went to Bar Kamsa. I forgot. Who was supposed to get the invitation? It was supposed to go to one of them, and it went to the other. And then the uninvited party showed up, and a fight broke out between him and the Baal Bas because he wasn't invited and he wanted to throw him out. But where was the original guy? Where whatever happened to Kamsa? I think the invitation went to Bar Kamsa and it was supposed to go to Kamsa. Whatever happened to Kamsa? Why didn't he show up? If he would have shown up, the confusion would have been handled, right? Where's he this whole time? How come he didn't show up? So obviously he didn't show up. He's also a party over here, right? He should have just crashed the party and then we all would have figured out what was going on, that the invitation really went to this one, it wasn't supposed to go to that one. So because he didn't crash, if he would have just showed up, he was waiting for his invitation, so he didn't come. So then the wrong guy came. But if he would have just, crashed the party, we could have straightened everything out at the time. So it's important sometimes, perhaps just crash, you know. You're not invited, don't hold a grudge. They didn't invite me to the Ufra. Just crash. People are always happy that you showed up. You know, I don't know about a wedding with the set seating. You know, but you can never go wrong just crashing. I don't wait for my wife's not happy about that policy. Who cares? They didn't invite me. I want to be there. Well, I'll come. And you could solve many, many problems in life. Just crash. Don't wait for the invitation. So Sotovia says a chazanish, Chartilas Kedai to be invited. You know, wait till you makdish the carbon and then you have an invitation to the Beis HaMikdash. But even if not, just show up with your carbon. Crash the Beis HaMikdash is also okay. So maybe over here they didn't dedicate the animal beforehand. They just showed up with the animal and that's how they were able to be makdash it, even though they never took a nether and a dova. But then Tosfos asks another really, really important question. Tosfos says, "V'hak siv, 1 minute, really? You're not supposed to make any nedarim according to a mayor? But what about the pasuk that says, "V'Yakov Avinu v'yidor Yaakov neder lemar"? Yaakov Avinu took a nether, saying that if everything would work out well, he'll dedicate everything he has to Hashem. V'ksiv es asher nadarti ashalema. You made a nether, you have to pay it. If or whatever you made a nether, you should pay. But what about Yaakov Avinu? Either Yaakov nether lema. Yaakov Avinu made a nether. What do you do about that? V'yesh lema, says Tosfos, to b'shas tzara shori. K'daraminu b'yeshes rabba v'yidur Yaakov nether lema lema l'dayrois yunodim b'yes tzara. So says Tosfos, already a first carve-out. You're not supposed to make nedarim tova she'lotidim mishatidim mishatidim. Better not to make nedarim. If Yehuda holds, well, if you're going to make a nether and pay, that's the best. Rameh holds, no, better not to make any nedarim at all. Says Tosfos, b'yes tzara. Or during, right, the kol nidre appeal, right? So then it is permitted for a person to make nedarim and even advisable to make nidarm in order to encourage himself to improve. So, but Eis Tzara, Tosfos feels it's allowed. That's Tosfos. The Ritva and the Rashba give a different answer here, and they answer both kashas of Tosfos. What was Tosfos' first kasha? How they eat meat in the midbar? If you're not supposed to make nidarm, you can't consecrate the animal beforehand. So, well, maybe you can just crash with the animal. Yeah, but Tosfos says you're supposed to be makdish the animal before you bring it. And then Tosfos says, what about Yaakov Avinu, who made a nether? Vayidur Yaakov nether lemor. So says the Rashba, one answer to the Ritva, one answer to both. V'tirtu shekvar darshin v'beishis rabba, my nether lemor, as haru darish yunodin v'eit starav, al zeh samcha lindar, nidavas laniyim v'yom ha-kipurim, al gafi shehu ke'eit starav, lamar. Oh no, he says the same answer as Tosfos. That is be'eit starav. Oh, I didn't put it on. But the Rashba says a different answer. I think it's in the Ritva too. I'm sorry I didn't have it here. That's the danger of making these sheets in advance. But the Ritva, the Rashba, say something else. They say that the only time you're not supposed to make an ed or a nedava is when it is for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if it's for myself, so I should improve, or should have a Yeshua, so then it's permitted. it's for yourself, then it's all permitted. Why? Well, maybe that's what the Ritva means here. But it's tzara, it's allowed. Because I'm in danger. If it's a base tzara, because I'm in danger, so maybe it is allowed. Why? Because since it's for me, what's the whole fear over here? Or in the midbar. Why were they being mocked as animals to the base of Hamikdash? Because they wanted to do a mitzvah? No, because they wanted to eat meat. So the Ritva says, you don't think you're going to forget? I'm sorry, I don't have it here. But the Ritva says, you think you're going to forget to bring the animal? Let's say we're planning a barbecue. How are we going to have the barbecue in the midbar? During the 40 years of traveling in the midbar, how are we going to have a barbecue, right? It's July 4th. How are we going to have a barbecue? By bringing an animal to the base of Hamikdash. You think I'm going to be mocked an animal and then forget to bring it? I'm going to have a guest showing up and the plant tablecloth and the picnic and the whole story for the barbecue. No, we're not going to have any meat. Of course I'm going to remember to bring the carbon because I need the carbon for myself for meat. Or you think, Beis Sarah, I'm going to be making a nadava to the base of Hamikdash because I need a Yeshua. You think I'm going to forget about it? No. If it's Damazoi, guy makes a nether or a nadava, he might forget about it. Ah, okay. Might forget about it, so then you shouldn't do it. But if it's for me, I'm Be'ez Tzara, or I want to eat meat, you're not going to forget when your own menu is on the line. So that could perhaps answer the first kasha of Tosis also. When it's for you, when it's you're going to eat meat, then there's no hesitation in breaking an eder and a dava. The only hesitation is when you're doing it as a mitzvah, mice and tovim, so then you might forget to do it. But if I'm going to get something out of it, I'll benefit by having meat, or I'm Be'ez Tzara, you're not going to forget to fulfill the eder because you want a Yeshua. The Rashba, though, it's quoted over here in the side of the Gilead Marsha. Here, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos. Here, Yoredei Simen Reish Gimel Sifdal and Hey. Tzarech Lizar Shlo Yidor Shum Dover. You have to be careful never to make a neder or a nedava. V'afiu Tzedaka Ein Tov Lidor. It's not even good to make a neder Tzedaka. Elam Yeshnu Biyado Yitin Miyad. If you have it, just give it. That way you don't run into trouble. V'imlav Lo Yidor Ad Shiyeloi. But if not, if you don't have it, don't give it. Don't make a neder until you get it. Vimpaiskim tzedaka, let's say you're bidding on Elias or something, or they're making an appeal in shul, where they actually call out numbers, if you've ever seen that, like in the old, we do that in Anshtibon, right? But it's uncomfortable, but that's the whole purpose, right? Vimpaiskim tzedaka, v'tzarech livsak imoem, you have to give, otherwise it's a busha, yemer b'loi neder. Say, I plan to give b'li neder. But be'ez tzara mutalindar. So the only exception to this rule of generally avoiding making nidarim, says Shulchan Aruch, says be'ez tzara. However, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Gilead Marsha, which is written by Reb Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So in the Gilead Marsha, he says, I'm a Kiddush HaRajba, and the Rajba over here, again, I don't want to put on the sheet, the Rajba gives a different answer to Tosfos Kasha. He says, whenever it's a neder, la'aniyim, mitzvah v'chayva, since tzedakah is a chiyuv, you have to really give tzedakah. So the fact that I'm giving to this cause, right, that was optional. I could choose to give my tzedakah wherever I want. But since giving tzedakah itself is a mitzvah, as opposed to making an eder and a dove in the base hamikdash, you really don't have to bring an animal if you don't want to. It's not a mitzvah to do it. It's voluntary. Tzedakah is a mitzvah to do it. The question is, who are you going to give it to? But it really is a mitzvah. So since it really is a mitzvah, kasab esaf adibar vel neder ganiya mitzvah v'chayva. That's the proper thing to do. So whenever it's tzedakah laniyim, so perhaps that would be a second exception to this rule. So if it's be'ez tzara, the Rashba feels, even if it's the tzedakah, then to make a neder is appropriate. It says in Shulchan Aruch not so. It says in Shulchan Aruch, even if it's the tzedakah, you shouldn't do it. The Rashba disagreed. The Rashba held if it's the tzedakah, then it is permitted even to make a neder. Why would you want to make a neder? Zach and I were discussing during Seder. Why would you want to make a neder, right? What do you stand to gain from the neder? I think it's pashut. You stand to gain that you're motivating yourself. Yeah, right. We were talking about that it's maybe like a trainer, right? You hire a trainer to yell at you, to run on the, you don't need instructions how to run on, maybe some people need instructions how to run on a treadmill, right? But you don't need instructions, but the trainer yells at you, you know, you're lazy, you're a bum, you know, and then you continue to run. So it's just, it's a motivator.
Also, same thing, like if you schedule like a set time in your day to like study for something, like you know that you're going to be studying at that time, but if you don't, then...
Well, I don't think people really are committed to those kinds of things. If you paid a shoe, you know, a gym membership, yeah, then, given a yid, you're not going to waste your gym membership if you're Jewish, right? You're going to show up four times a day, right? So then that works better in our time. When there's a financial commitment, people make the most of it. You know, and in the times of the Gemara, Nedarim were the most powerful motivator. So you would make a neder to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch held Beis Sar is permitted. The Rashba feels even the Litzdaka is permitted. Taisus was did not feel that way. And the Shulchan Aruch says even Litzdaka you should say Beli neder. But the Rashba felt if it's Litzdaka, or if then by Yidah Yaakov neder Leimar, he was going to give all of his things to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then if it's Litzdaka, if it's Beis Sar, then it is permitted. If you make, though, this is important. It's important halacha lemaisa, coming up to this time of year where everyone's making appeals. So you're not supposed to make even a neder litzdaka. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Rashba felt that you can. But it's important to know that tzedakah is different than other nedarim. Normally with a neder, you have to actually articulate the neder b'loshen neder. If I say I plan to do something, that's not a neder. But if I say, I take a neder to do it, or that's a neder. But if I say by tzedakah that I plan to do something, that automatically makes it into a neder. Tzedakah is different. So let's say I say, you know, I don't plan to go to the birthday party. That's not a neder that I'm not going to go. But if I say I plan to give tzedakah, that itself is a neder. Unless you say b'li neder. That's what it says over here in the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says over here, Vav Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan Moitzei Svasecha, this week's parasha, that's why we have to mention it. Moitzei Svasecha Tishmona, that you have to keep all that which you said to do with your lips. Tishmor zu mitzvah leisaseh. If you don't, right, that's mitzvah leisaseh. Vazhara, vasisa, azhara go bezin, shiasucha. If you're not doing it, bezin actually forced you to do it. Kasher nadarta, zeneder. Lashem alekecha. To Hashem, chatos, Hashem, asodis, and shlamim, you're obligated to bring one of these karbanos, you have to bring it. Nedava, that's the next word in the pasuk. Kimashmal obviously refers to a person who dedicates an animal to the Beis Hamikdash. Asher dibarta, ehu kachet benekabayis. If I said I'm going to donate something to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to do it. Beficha, that which you said to do with your mouth, zut tzedakah. So if you just said you're going to do it, maizeis vasecha tishmar. You have to observe that which you said you're going to do. So if I say I'm going to do it, it's similar to any other mitzvah, but if I say I'm going to do a mitzvah, certainly if I say I'm going to do tzedakah, it's assumed, presumed to be a neder. And unless you said b'li neder, even though normally nedarim have to be something that's articulated b'loshen neder, tzedakah is different. So therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted over here, Yeradeh Simeration Zayin Siv Gimel, HaTzedakah Rehi B'chlau Nedarim. Just by saying you're going to give tzedakah, it's a neder. L'ficha Chalim Arei Alay Selo, L'tzedakah, Arei Selo, Zvu L'tzedakah, Chayv L'nu L'aniyah Miyad, V'im Icher Oyvah Bar Ta'acher. If you don't, you violated, you know, a person who did not fulfill his nedarim. Even though you didn't say it in the language of a neder, it doesn't matter. It's a neder automatically. So if they have, let's say, a kol nidre appeal, or an appeal right, for trees in Eretz Yisrael or something, and a person says he's going to do it, so then that's considered to be a neder, which is either, according to the Rajba, is permitted. Taisus would say you should say b'li neder. Of course, if it's ve'es tzara, you want to arouse yourself to do tshuva, and to give the tzedakah, so then a person, according to Taisus, is even allowed to say b'losh neder. Yeah.
When one gets an aliyah and shul, and God gives a
mishaber
for them, is that, like, on behalf of them? Is that
to stick up, right?
Is that binding to give, like,
stock
or
matana
or whatever?
You don't have to give anything. You can say, I'm not doing it. You might be, right. Yeah, I don't like the shuls that coerce you to do that, but it's a fundraiser for the shul. So if you get an aliyah, you're expected to do it. If you say matana, you know, people say matana. Matana means anything, right? That's what we think, like the smallest possible amount. Problem is, if you commit to give tzedakah, but you don't specify an amount, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mefarshim, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, that we assume it's the most that it could have been. Let's say, because since you didn't define the amount, if I have in mind, when I say matana, I'm really giving $5 or $5, or I'll donate the latest issue of the Beis Yitzchak to the shul, you know, which is nobody wants, right? So, but it's a matana, right? It came before, yeah, it's a matana. So that's what I have in mind when I say it, and then that's a way it would be interpreted. But if you actually leave it blank, if I say, you know, I have in mind to give them something, I'm not sure what, but I have in mind to give them something, we would generally interpret it as the most possible that you usually give. Meaning if I don't give $10,000, you know, $50,000 gifts, but I gave $100, I might give $500, you know, so then it would be interpreted along those lines. It's a little bit dangerous, but unless you have in mind, no, I plan to give, you know, something, you know, a box of candles for Hanukkah or something, you know, so, but otherwise it's a, It's a little interesting, yeah.
So if you tell a person, like, I'll send you the video later, is that considered?
No, you don't have to say Belina there. Maybe if it's a mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah, it doesn't sound like it's only if you did it below Shaneder. Tzedakah is different. Tzedakah, if a person says he's going to do tzedakah, maybe it would be one mitzvah, but if a person, certainly if he says he's going to do tzedakah, then it's considered to automatically be another. You'd have to see Belina Neder. What if he didn't even say it? What if he just thought it? Guy comes, he makes an appeal, and he pulls your heartstrings, and you really want to give to that organization. Then you change your mind. Can you change your mind, or is that already like a neder to do it? So that's a machloikis, because the Gemara says over here in Shavuos, Chavavam Abeis, Amar Shmuel, when it comes to Nedarim and Shavuos, Gomer Beliba Tzarech Lahaitzi Bisvasav. Even if you made up your mind that you're not going to eat potato chips or you're not going to go to your in-laws anymore, you know, whatever. You made up your mind. I'm not doing this. It's not good. It's not considered to be a neder or a shvua until you articulate it. Shenema levate bisfasayim. It has to be something you articulated. Meizve. But 1 minute, we have another brisa. Meizis vasechatishma vasisa. Enli osho heitzi bisfasayim. That's only if you articulate it. Gamar belibo minayin. How do you know that you have to keep a neder? Even if you just concluded in your mind to do it, Tamalomer Kol Nediv Lev. All those who donated to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan, were described as Kol Nediv Lev. Their hearts were generous. This is Kol Nediv Lev. Enigma. So you see, even if you just had in mind to donate it in your heart, that's good enough. Enigma Minega. Let's learn that from there to all areas. So Gemara says, no, you can't, because Truma, the Pasuk also says, V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem. Your truma should be calculated, but of course, v'nechshav is not only a calculation, a cheshbon, it's also a machshava. So I thought to give truma, that's also considered to be a giving. So you have it by hektish, and you have it by donating to the Mishkan, and you have it by truma. So it's shnei ksuvim habon keach, v'kol shnei ksuvim habon keach ha'im alam. So since we have it by hektish, you have it by the Beis HaMikdash, or the Pasuk says, kol nediv, leiv oilos heviu, pasuk in Tere Yomim. Whoever is generous in their heart brought a karban. So whoever made it was generous in their heart, donated to the Mishkan. When it comes to hektish, or when it comes to chuma, v'nechshav achem chumaschem, and machshava, you're going to give chuma, then it's chava machshava. Everything else, you have to articulate it. However, there's a machlokes rishonim if tzedakah should be treated like hektish. So that's why it's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. It's only hektish and chuma, but maybe tzedakah in a certain sense is like hektish. And therefore, just like hektish, if you is chal b'machshava, tzedakah might be chal b'machshava too. So it's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Look over here. Simeration of Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Im chashiv b'liba litei neidah davar l'tzedakah. I thought in my mind to give something that's tzedakah. Chayiv l'kayim machshav tov ein tzarech amira. You have to do it even if you never said it. Eldim omar mechayvin osel l'kayim. If you said it, then we'll force you to do it. Meaning we can force you. If you didn't say it, though, we don't know that you did, but if you know yourself you did, you should pay it. Now, until you say it, it's nothing, right? Like every other neder and shavu, it's not the same as hektish. Hektish is chavu marshava, kol nediv leviyu, v'neshav achem chumaschem, it's chavu marshava. What does tzedakah have to do with hektish? Ein oklum. But ha'ika kesvar harishayna. However, nonetheless, I think this is the Ramah, actually. The Ramah says the ikar is to do like the first opinion, to give the money even though you only concluded it in your mind. If I have like a fleeting thought, like I'm listening to the guy's drasha about his organization, and at the beginning I'm thinking, wow, this is really nice. Then I think, 1 minute, aren't there 5 other organizations that do this? And then at the end I say, you know, I don't like the guy's tie, he doesn't seem honest to me, whatever, you know, and I say, I'm not giving this guy anything. Right, so let's say I go through that whole debate in my head as the pitch is going on. So since I never concluded, I'm going to give him a certain amount, I'm not obligated to do it. But if I did conclude to give him a certain amount, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that that's Chava Machshava, and it would even be considered a nether that you'd be obligated to do it. So you got to be very careful when it comes to Nidrei Tzedakah, how you go about formulating your thoughts, or certainly your speech, to make sure that you have in mind Beli Neder, or you say Beli Neder, whenever you're dealing with these things. Is it Bechlau a good idea to give Nidrei Tzedakah? So Taisa said, no, even when it comes to Tzedakah, you should avoid it. Always say Beli Neder. And yeah, the Rajba felt, and well, maybe if it's a Neder with Tzedakah, that would be different, and we find paradigms of those who gave Nidrei Tzedakah by either Yaakov Neder. Anymore, Taisa says, that's based Tzedakah, but the Rajba might say, anytime you're doing a mitzvah like Tzedakah, then it would be appropriate to make a Neder. Okay, Chabad, let's go on. Let's go on. Back to the old issue, the riveting issue of the word hakol. What does the word hakol mean? Doesn't mean everyone's included. Obviously, it's inclusive, but doesn't even mean lechachila, or does it only mean midiyevet? So the next proof that the Gemara proof from here by hakol marichim and arachim and oidim and idarim that it could even be a midiyevet because it says hakol, everybody can make a neder. But obviously, it's not advisable to do so. So you see, hakol can mean bidiyevin. So the Gemara continues over here in the second line of Bezim and Bezim. Hakol chayavim besukah, hakol chayavim betzitzis. Everyone's chayavim sukah, everyone's chayavim tzitzis. Hachinami, the love of chachilach. Over here, is it only bidiyevin, not chachilach? So chayavim lo kamina, says the Gemara. I never meant to discuss a case where it says chayavim. It's only where it just says hakol. If it says hakol chayavim, oh, that's obviously a chachilach. But if it doesn't say that, then it's b'di'evin. Elamayata. So one second. Hakol is b'di'evin. Hakol samchim. Echad anashim. Echad anashim. But this is clearly l'chadchila. Before you said hakol ne'erachim, hakol ne'erachim, hakol ne'erachim, that's b'di'evin, because really it's better not to take nedarim at all. Here it says hakol samchim. Echad anashim. Echad anashim. Here you do smicha on the carbon. That's a mitzvah to do smicha on the carbon, to put your hands on the head of the animal, confess your aver before the animal is brought. That's a mitzvah to do it. So hakinami the rabbi chachila, but haksiv is samach yodav in irtza. You see, it is a chachila. So hakol can sometimes be a chachila, sometimes be the yevet. So in ika hakol chachila, ika hakol the yevet. Sometimes hakol could be the chachila, sometimes hakol could be the yevet. El hakol the hakmi mai. So how do you know that what are you asking a kasha? Hakol shechtim is a chachila, v'shitas and sheir is be the yevet. So why are you making such a big deal? How do you know hakol over here is a chachil, the tikshi hakol, that now all of a sudden you have a contradiction in the first few words of the Mishnah? Maybe hakol shachim is also b'di'evet, and shchitas n'ksheir is also b'di'evet, and it will be consistent. We'll go tikshi l'chol. So amalei, ana shchitas n'ksheir kashuli, midikatani shchitas n'ksheir. From the fact that it says shchitas n'ksheir b'di'evet, michlal, that implies hakol a chachil, that hakol is a chachil. Because the idiyevet tarta diyevet lamali. Why do I need two phrases that tell me that this is halacha? It's only be diyevet. Just say shkitasing shera. Why do you hakol shkitasing shera? Hakol sheshachdu. What's hakol shayfim? That implies that hakilah v'shkitasing shera is be diyevet. From the fact that it says shkitasing shera be diyevet, that implies that the first phrase of hakol shayfim is a hakilah. Okay, so now we're going to have to interpret those two phrases on two different halachos, because one is a hakilah, one is be diyevet, and that's what the Gemara gets busy with. How they interpret, how they really talking about two separate halachas, and we're going to continue with that. But something happened over here that we just have to correct this. I mean, it's just not right. The Masoras HaShas pointed out, the Gemara here quotes a Braisa, Hakol Samchim, Echad HaNashim, Echad HaNashim. Everyone can do smicha, both men and women. If you look, my Gemara is the Hagos V'Tziyunim. I don't know, maybe some of you have it on the Masoras HaShas. But in the side of the Gemara, it says, Kipasnu b'chol ha'makomos, v'lo matzinu kem b'shun mokom b'shas. We never found this at all throughout Shas, that Hakos Samchim Echad HaNashim V'Echad HaNashim. The woman should do smicha. Ipka matzinu, we found just the opposite, that they're not allowed to do smicha. V'afil Reb Yais Reb Shimon Eina Elo Rishus. Even according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, who say they're allowed to do smicha, it's only permissible, but not obligatory. Ela hakol samchim hakinami the lava chachira. So no, so therefore it should have said, probably just echad ha'anoshim. Or it could have said that it's not lechachira, it's also b'di'evet. We're proving from here that it's b'di'evet. But it probably should be adjusted. I think the Shittim Kubetz has actually changed the Girsa. Elameyata kol semchem echa ha'anoshim. And it leaves out for echad ha'anoshim. Perhaps you could say that the whole Gemara, to switch the rest of the Girsa of the Gemara, instead of deriving from here that this is a chachilah, deriving from here that this is a b'di'evin. Where is the source for this halacha? Where does this come from? What do you mean? Why can't women do smicha? Why can't women do smicha? So that's a big machlek, Sarishan, it's important to note. Why can't women do smicha? They could do tzukah. Why are hakolos chayom besukah? Why are the women excluded? With dafka here, they can't do smicha. What's going on? So look over here. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah where it brings this halacha. It's nagei and yana deyoma, right? Tekiyah shayfer. Ein ma'akven is a tinoikas milut koya. We don't prevent the children from blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, you can allow them to blow the shayfer. Normally, we don't blow musical instruments. Rosh Hashanah, you can blow a shayfar. Hanoshim, oh, one minute, but the woman, you have to stop them from blowing. What second kiyus? Stop them from blowing. But what are you talking about? We have another bride that says we don't prevent the men, the woman, or the children from blowing tkiyas shofar. Amar Abai, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. This depends on machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. The sign that Daber b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, soim chen ve'im b'nei Yisrael, soim chais. B'nei Yisrael perform smicha on the animal and not women. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, amar nashim soim chas rishus. No one holds your chayiv. That's why this bright language of our Gemara is very bothersome. Hakol same k'mechad anoshim, echad anoshim. The Gemara says it's a chayil because it's a mitzvah to do it. There's no mitzvah for women to do smicha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's prohibited. According to Rabbi Shimon, nashim shem chas v'shus, it's permissible. Why is it prohibited for women to do smicha? So Rashi there says something shocking. If you've never seen it before, but Rashi there says, why do we prevent them from doing smicha? The mitzvah says, shezman gromahu, v'chitaki, oh, here he's talking about tkiyah shofar. Just like we don't allow women to do smicha, we shouldn't allow them to do tkiyah shofar. Because if you do a mitzvah that you're not obligated to do, iko bal taisif, it's bal taisif. An extra mitzvah is bal taisif. Try that with Rabbi Cohen, right? An extra mitzvah is bal taisif. I can't do it. No extra Musa Seder today. It would be bal taisif. What? An extra mitzvah is bal taisif? That's what Rashi seems to hold. For one person to volunteer to do a mitzvah is bal taisif. So Masha asks Rashi, what? Lo yadayna, my bal taisif shayachacha. How could it be bal taisif? Women are potter. Since women are potter from smicha, it's prohibited for them to do it be bal taisif. Women are potter from tkiyah shofar. It's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Many women come to tkiyah shofar, but fundamentally women are potter. Women is potter from tkiyah shofar. Bal taisif, you can't even blow for them. She can come to shul and listen to the men's tkiyahs, but we can't have a separate tkiyahs just for women. Because it's bal taisif for women to hear tkiyah shofar. Wow. What bal taisif, says Marsha? Lo yadayna, my bal taisif shayachacha. The lo shayach lememar. Bal Taisif, you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs, right? Like having five tzitzios or having five parshias of tefillin. You're not allowed, to add on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. El ba'is ha-mitzvah, ma'isif aleha. I add to the mitzvah. If you add to the mitzvah, that's bal Taisif. But here you're not adding to a mitzvah, you're volunteering to perform a different mitzvah. I'm not taking five parshias in the tefillin, making five tzitzios, right? Doing a mitzvah I wasn't otherwise obligated to do. Rather, what is the problem with volunteering to do tkiyah shofar? No, the problem is because you're now playing a musical instrument in a situation you don't have to. Let's say you pick up a shofar and start blowing it on Pesach, that would be no different than playing a guitar. It's prohibited midrabanan. Zer Hashem Yisak and Klei Shir. You're not allowed to play musical instruments with a shofar, like any other musical instrument. It's only b'makom mitzvah that is permitted. So since a woman wants to volunteer to do the mitzvah, but it involves an isur of blowing the shofar, Rabbi Yehuda held that she shouldn't be allowed to do it. What isur is involved in smichas hakarbanos? You're using kachim. Every time they were leaning their hands on the animal to confess their aveir, you were leaning on it. If you're leaning on it, that's like a vayda bekachim. So since the woman wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah, that's not bal taisif, says the Marsha. What's the problem? The problem is that it involves some kind of isur. So even though normally we'll overlook that isur for the sake of performing the mitzvah, that's if someone's obligated to do the mitzvah. If you're not obligated to do the mitzvah, maybe we're not going to overlook the isur. So we're not going to overlook the isur. We're not going to overlook the isur. Playing a musical instrument in order to allow the woman to volunteer the mitzvah. That's why Rabbi Yehuda was opposed to it. Rabbi Yehuda d'amar ein b'nois Yisrael soim ches hanim yishum isur avayda b'kachim. What bal taisif? Who bal taisif? There's no bal taisif here. That's the Marsha. He's really echoing opinion of taisvis in Masech this Erev and Sarivav and from the famous Gemara about Micho Balshol. The Gemara says in the Bavli, Micho Balshol wore tefillin, even though women are potter from tefillin. She volunteered to perform tefillin. And the Chachamim did not protest. So that's what it has in the Bavli. Taisvis, in the Sefer Zeirvin, right before the little section I gave you, quotes from the Psikta, a Medrash, that no, Michu b'chachamim, they did prevent her from doing it. And actually, that's the way we paskin. Everyone quotes the Gemara in Erevin. Michu b'asho, Michu b'chachamim, that's true, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin what Taisvis quotes from the Psikta Rabasi, that Michu b'chachamim, that they did prevent her from volunteering to put on the tefillin. And that's the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That a woman is not permitted to, should not be, if a woman volunteers to put on the mitzvah of tefillin, mochen ba. We're supposed to protest against it. Not supposed to allow it. Even though the Gemara says, lo michu b'chachamim, Tesis goes to Psik the Rabbasi that yes, michu b'chachamim. What's the problem though? Why would they make a macha against michu b'shol? For putting on tefillin, she's volunteering to do a mitzvah. So Rashi there says again, it's bal taisif. Looks like she's adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. So again, Rashi's l'shitasa. It's bal taisif. Taisif says, "Einir alari." What bal taisif? She's volunteering to do a mitzvah. What about Hilni Amalka? We all learned that Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah. Hilni Amalka sat in the Sukkah with her seven sons, but she was volunteering to do Sukkah, even though it's a mitzvah asei. She's my grandma, the Rabbi Yehuda, Leslie, Nashim Tzoyim Chos Rishus, V'shamino Aperakam in the Sukkah, the Amar Hilni Amalka, Yisevish B'sukkah, V'shevish B'nei Ha'ima. She sat in the Sukkah with seven sons with her. Yeah, you say, maybe she sat in the Sukkah, she was taking care of her children. Okay, but how could it be Baal Taisif? So therefore, it says Taisif, La Mishum the Mexican Maisif. It's not because there's Baal Taisif over here, that's why they were Mocha against Michal Bashol. It's because blowing shofar involves a malacha on yontif of gzeres shem yisak and kleishir, and by doing smicha on a carbon, Rabbi Yehuda held that nashim are not allowed to do smicha because you're mexi kavod the bekachim, and so too by tefillin as well, says Taisis, that there's a potential violation. What's the potential violation? When you're wearing tefillin, you're supposed to keep a guf naki. That's why we don't even leave tefillin on the whole day. You're supposed to really wear tefillin the whole day, of course. It's not a mitzvah once a day, every day. We do it once a day for a short period of time, just during shacharis. Because in order to wear tefillin properly, it's not allowed to have a hesach hadas from the tefillin, and you have to keep a guf naki. So we find that difficult to do. We find it even difficult to do during shacharis, right? But at least we have a mitzvah to do it, so we minimize the amount of time that you do the mitzvah of tefillin. But we don't let children volunteer to put on tefillin either. Yeah, 30 days before bar mitzvah, but we don't allow a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old to put on tefillin. There's no volunteering the mitzvah of tefillin for one who's not obligated to do it, because really, we even minimize the mitzvah as much as possible, the time that we do it, because we're not able, it's difficult for us to keep a guvnak, the standard of conduct that's necessary to wear the tefillin. So since there's a potential Easter involved, women should also, michu b'chachamim, they protested against michu b'shol, who volunteered to put on the mitzvah of tefillin. So you see, whenever there's a potential violation involved, so then they were moicha against the woman from volunteering that mitzvah. So by tchiyah shofar, you're blowing musical instrument on yontif. By tzmicha, mexika vayda bekadshim, you're working the animal, even though you're really doing smicha, but it looks like you're benefiting from the animal, like you're working the animal, or tefillin, because you have to keep a gufnaki. Whenever there's a possible prohibition involved, women shouldn't be volunteering to do the mitzvah. That's how Tosfos learned. However, Rashi says, no, it's Baal Taisif. Anytime you volunteer to do a mitzvah, she's not obligated to do it. It's Baal Taisif. How Baal Taisif? It's not Baal Taisif. What Baal Taisif? Baal Taisif is to do the mitzvah, five tefillin, five tzitzios. How's the Baal Taisif here? So I think in order to understand Rashi, we need to see a comment of the Ramban. The parashat Voschanan, where the Ramban comments on the pasuk about Baal Taisif. Says the Ramban, commenting on the pasuk, it says, "Sifu locha al adav asher anoch mitzavcha yom lesigur mimenu." You shouldn't add on to the mitzvah Hashem is giving us, and don't subtract from it. So says the Rabban, what's Baal Taisif? Kegoin, chamesh parshias betfilin, five parshias in the tefillin. Chamisha minim belulav, chamesh tzitzios, five minim in the lulav. I say I like, you know, the pineapple, so I put a pineapple with my dawad minim. That's Baal Taisif. Or chamesh tzitzios, I like make a star, so I have five tzitzios. Okay, that's Baal Taisif. But says the Ramban something else. Ufi dati, afiu boda lasois mitzvah bifnei atzma. Even if you decide to do a mitzvah all on your own, kigoyin shalasa chag b'chodesh shabada milibo. I make up my own holiday. Make it up. What's wrong? I make up my own holiday. I don't know. Come up with your own holiday. National, today, some month, some special month. We're in the habit of making up holidays. But make a holiday. Over Belav. That's Baal Tosef. Wow, to make up a mitzvah. Not only to do a mitzvah in greater quantity, but even then is required to make up a new mitzvah is considered to be Baal Tosef. How does he know? V'chach amru le'inyan mikra Megillah. Because look down at the Gemara by Megillah. Over here, Ayiz Dawah. Have a look at this Gemara. Tanar Rabbanan. Arba v'shmayna neviyim, neviyos nesabu lehem v'Yisrael. We had 48 neviyim and neviyos. V'lo pachsu v'lo hasiru mashakasa b'Torah. No one added on anything to the Torah. Chutz mi mikra Megillah. The only new mitzvah that the neviyim added on was mikra Megillah. My derosh. Where did they darshan this from? So I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, I'm Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcho. Mame avdos v'cheiros. If on Pesach we went from freedom, from slavery to freedom. I mean on Shira we say as Yashem yimisa l'chayim l'kol shekain. Shouldn't we, when we were saved from from annihilation on Purim, shouldn't we make a yontif? How do we have a we added Hanukkah too, though. The Gemara forgot about Hanukkah. So the Ritva says, Rabbanan the Tikkun Basar Hachi Ner Hanukkah. What about Ner Hanukkah? It's a new yontif. The Samach Nami a high timer. Same reason. We were threatened with annihilation. I know the whole the Ritva, right? There wasn't it was a spiritual annihilation as opposed to Purim, which was a physical annihilation. Either way, our lives were threatened. So therefore, if we derive a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach, if me avdus l'cheirus, we make a yontif. So mimisa l'chaim lo kol shekein. That's the source for Hanukkah and Purim, yeah?
So then why is it that we got rid of the Megillah on the Opus?
There are Yamim Tovim that were part of Megillah's Tainus. But these days we have. What do you mean? What is the Megillah on the Opus?
We have a Megillah for...
That was never part of Tanakh. That was like apocryphal literature.
Yeah, so it's not reminding you of the story, yeah.
No, it's another book. Just because it was never made a part of Tanakh doesn't have anything to do with anything. That has to do with the canon of Tanakh, what got in, what didn't. But it is a yontif. What's the source? What gives us the right to do that? Kal v'chomer from Pesach. So look back at the Ramban. Says the Ramban, what do I need a source? We decided to establish a day. Chief Rabbin got together and decided to establish a day. Why can't we do that? Purim, Hanukkah, you need a source, says the Ramban. Why do I need a source? Because otherwise it's Baal Tosef. You can't just add a day to the calendar, which is a religious significance. It's not Thanksgiving is not Baal Tosef, right? Because it has no religious significance. There were those who raised the issue that it should be. But that's not the issue with, might be Chukazak. Okay, it's a separate issue. It's not Baal Tosef. Why? It has no religious significance. Labor Day, Memorial Day. These things have no religious significance. But if it's going to have religious significance and add a day to the calendar, that's Baal Tosef. To make up a new mitzvah. So says the Ramban, Haresha Haisa HaMitzvah Zu, unless it's based on a bread and on one of our previously established principles. So like Kal V'Chomer, Haresha Haisa HaMitzvah Zu Asura Lehem, Imkein Hibachlal Lois Saisvalov. This, they were prohibited from establishing a new yontif, was only permitted because of a Kal V'Chomer. That's why it's not Baal Tosef. Were it not for the Kal V'Chomer, it would have been Baal Tosef. So says Ramban, 1 minute, how do we ever legislate? Hechazal make Yisurim Derabanan. Mukta, Amira Linachri. All these things are Yisurim Derabanan. How are they able to do it? It's Baal Tosef. Umashatiknu Kachamim Mishum Geder. Says Ramban, Kagon Shnios Larais. V'chayoyitze Bahen Zuhi Mitzvah Min HaTorah. That itself is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. As the Pasuk says, Ushmarti Mis Mishmarti, Asum Mismer, Asum Mishmarti. He's keep my mitzvahs. Pasuk Parshas Amar, keep my mitzvahs. Meaning make Gedorim, Asay Siyog LaTorah. Make boundaries around the Yisurim and the Torah so you don't come to violate them. But you need a license to make this kind of legislation. Either because to protect the mitzvahs of the Torah, but to make up a new mitzvah, you're not protecting anything. No. It's a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach. We needed a Kal V'Chomer from Pesach to allow us to do this. We can't just add mitzvahs, to the calendar, to add days to the calendar that have religious significance. It could be a potential violation of Baal Tosef. So you see from this Ramban, that sometimes to add a mitzvah to the calendar, or to add a mitzvah to our minyan mitzvahs that I just decided on my own, is Baal Tosef. Now the Ramban is discussing adding a new mitzvah. But perhaps, and that's everyone, kuli amalo pligi, but perhaps Rashi understood from there, similar idea, that if a person volunteers to do a mitzvah which he is otherwise not obligated to do, that's ki'ilu, creating a new mitzvah, and it'll be bal taisif.
There's no new mitzvah.
Why?
Because it's saying that you're taking upon yourself to follow a mitzvah that already exists.
Well, obviously, that's what the other Rishonim would argue. Right, that's what the other Rishonim would argue. Obviously, Rashi would argue that vis-a-vis this category, this demographic of Klal Yisrael, this mitzvah doesn't exist. Meaning it's not just that women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shezman grama, which is the way we typically interpret it, you know, not to burden their plate with too many mitzvahs because of the other obligations they have, or maybe women are on a higher spiritual plane and they don't need it. However you want to interpret the reason why, speculate the reason why women are exempt from mitzvah saseh shezman grama, we would say, okay, they're exempt, but if they want to volunteer and opt in, kol kavod. Rashi obviously felt that no, that women are excluded from either for one of those two reasons, or perhaps they're discouraged from volunteering because if once you have the option to volunteer, if you don't, you feel guilty for not volunteering. So for whatever reason, Rashi might have felt, as unusual as it sounds for us to integrate, Rashi seems to have been of the opinion that women are just simply not even, you know, part of this whole mitzvah in its entirety. And therefore, if they volunteer to do it, it'll be bal taisif. That's what you have to say for Rashi. That's why it'd be bal taisif. Otherwise, you'd be 100% correct. But this, again, is only within Rashi, within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that women don't do smicha. What was the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that women are prohibited from doing smicha? What was the opinion of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon? Nashim samchas rishus. They're permitted to do smicha. It's not a mitzvah, but they're permitted to volunteer the mitzvah even though they're not obligated. So we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda that it's Baal Taisif. That's what Rashi interpreted within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yosef. But we're left still with, so women can volunteer to do a mitzvah, it will not be Baal Taisif, which is the way we usually interpret things. The mitzvah apply, you know, it's relevant to them. It's certainly not like a new mitzvah if they opt in to do it. But what is an important issue is, if we pass on, no one passes like our Gemara says, that it's a mitzvah to do it. No, there's no obligation for women to do smicha. If anything, it's nashim semchas v'shus, because the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael semchim semach b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael. It's not an obligation. They're allowed to volunteer, but do they get a fulfillment of the mitzvah if they volunteer to do it, or is it that we just permitted them to do it in order to be a part of what's going on? But they really don't get a fulfillment of the mitzvah at all. So look over here. The Gemara says in Masech the Sukkah, meaning how do we interpret again? Rashi felt meikara, you know, mina kotza la kotza. Women are not only, you know, she not obligated to do the mitzvah. She's not allowed to volunteer to do it. It'll be bal taisif. Taisif, what bal taisif? It's because some other concern is a halachic compromise we're going to have to make in order to allow her to volunteer, like by the bekutchim, like it's filling without a kufnaki, or like blowing an instrument on yontif. So that's fine. We don't want to do that. Any other mitzvah she wants to volunteer, she can volunteer. Rashi said, no, it's bal taisif. We don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yosi. Now the question is, though, she can volunteer to do the mitzvah, but is she in fulfillment of the mitzvah, or is it just that we permit her to be to partake? But she's really not in fulfillment of the mitzvah in the end. So the Gemara says, Masech Lesukah, Mekabelas Isha Miyad Bina, Miyad Baira. A woman is allowed to take the lulav from the hand of her husband or her son on Sukkis, Umachziras Olamayim B'Shabbos. She's allowed to take it from their hand on Shabbos and put it back into the water. Pshita, this poshet. Well, of course, she can take the lulav on Shabbos, the yontif, but poshet. No, ma'udetema, I might have said, hayo v'isha la bas kiyuvihi, since a woman is not obligated to take lulav, eim aloy sekabel, she shouldn't handle it on Shabbos or yontif. Why? Says Rashi, it's muktzah, since she's not obligated in the mitzvah. Kamash malon, that it's permitted. But what is the kamash malon? That's always the methodological question, right? Whenever you have, I thought it's this, now no, it's not true. Is it that she's really not obligated, and she's really not even a part, you know, she's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, she'll volunteer to do lulav, but nonetheless, it's still not muktzah? Or is it that it's not muktzah, because if a woman volunteers to do the mitzvah, she'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, says Rashi, kamash malon. Cave under royal in Atilas Anoshim, since for the men, it's permitted to handle it on Yontif. Torah's kli alav. It has the status of a utensil that has a purpose, as opposed to rocks or stones or a lulav on Pesach, right, which has no purpose, which is muktzah. So since it has a purpose vis-a-vis the men, Torah's kli alav, it's not muktzah, umutav etiltul lakol. It's permissible to be handled by everybody. That is not the explanation we expected. We expected Rashi to say, because a woman can volunteer to do the mitzvah of lulav. So for her, it's not muktzah. What do you have to go to the fact that it's not muktzah for the men? So writes that Goy Sashri derives from this Rashi. Mikan yesh lilmo da osa lenoshim levarech al kol mitzvah haseh shezman groma. She can't make a brocha because she's not going to be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Di'i yocholim levarech. If she would be able to make a brocha and be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, my iria. Why the difference that they make the royal anoshim that the men can handle it? Tepukai the royal la'atzmo lito levarech. Say that she can take the lulav in order to make the brocha herself. Must be. Says that Goy Sashri that according to Rashi, she's not only. Even though we pass like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, the woman can volunteer to do a mitzvah and it won't be Baal Taisa if she's still not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. If she would be, she can make a bracha. Says Rashi, she can't make a bracha.
Well, how did Rashi say at all here that she's allowed to do it?
He didn't say she's allowed to do it. He said she's allowed to handle it. It won't be muktzah. This seems to be the opinion of the Rosh, quoting the name of the Baal Ha'itar. Says the Baal Ha'itar, back to Tchiya Shefer Rosh Hashanah. Ubala Iter Kasa Mistabra, De'ein Acher Tekelehen. Let's say all the men heard Tchiya Shefer want to make a second set of Tchiyas. For the women, you shouldn't do it. De'ein Acher Tekelehen. Elohein Ba'atzman. If they're going to blow Shefer, let them do it for themselves. I haven't seen that. Let them blow it themselves. The minig that they would blow before the man fulfilled it for himself, he would blow for women before shul. I've never seen that either. People blow after shul. I've never seen someone blow somewhere else before shul. But the Baal Ha'itar says you shouldn't have a separate tkiya shofar just for women. Presumably, he's of the opinion, because a woman will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, and therefore, it's not a justification to blow the shofar unnecessarily on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yoh disagrees. Rav Yoh says, "Kasev the cave and the nashim soim chas reshus." Since women can volunteer to do smicha, va'avdi smicha, even though it looks like avodah b'kachim, So too we should allow tkiya shofar for the sake of the woman, even though it involves blowing an instrument unnecessarily on Yontif. V'afil mi shekvar yotza mutter nami gohoitzis shofar Rosh Hashanah v'seknesik deyut koyohen. So Rav Yoh disagrees. Obviously he's of the opinion that women will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Or even if they're not in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, at least we'll be able to violate the nisa d'rabbanan in order to allow them to partake in the mitzvah. We can violate the nisa d'rabbanan in order to allow them to partake in the mitzvah. Just like we allow the woman to put her hands on top of the animal, even though it looks like a avodah b'kachim, or so maybe we could allow it. That's what the Rav Yoh says. It doesn't sound so much like a fulfillment of the mitzvah. It sounds like in order to allow it to participate, we'll violate an issa d'rabbanan. It's similar to the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, even according to Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon, the Bnei Yisrael Samchos, they really are not able to do smicha. We didn't allow them to do real smicha. Says the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga over here, second line. Lo mivnei shesmicha benashim. No one allowed them to do smicha. Meaning really lean their weight on the animal. El kadei lasas ruach, nasach ruach l'nashim. In order to allow them to feel like they're participating, they allow them to do akfu yadaychu. To put their hands over the head of the animal, but not actually lean on it. See, if you lean on the animal, that is avoid the bekachim. That would be prohibited. We can't allow a woman to do that when she's not obligated to do it. Just to volunteer, since it involves avoid the bekachim. But to put your hands on top of the animal where it looks like they're floating on the head of the animal, also looks like avoid the bekachim. That's also in the rabbanan, but kedei lasos nachas ruach lenoshim. We should have allowed it. We did allow it. But it wasn't a real smicha. So over here, it sounds like that's what the Rav Yoh is saying. Kedei lasos nachas ruach lenoshim, so we should allow them to partake of tkiya shofar. It's an issa d'rabbanan, they're blowing shofar and Rosh Hashanah necessarily. It doesn't even sound like they're in fulfillment of the mitzvah, but kedei lasos nachas ruach lenoshim, allow them to feel like they're participating. So we can violate that Issa the Rabbanan blowing shofar from Rosh Hashanah. So one could have argued, okay, in our times maybe we have to be maker on other things because they lost us nachas ruach hanashim. On the other hand, the Rambam says that when it comes at least to tefillin, no moichin be other. So we have to be very careful about this lasos nachas ruach hanashim. Lasos nachas ruach hanashim is if it's coming with the proper motivation, not in the individual. Individuals, lots of individuals have good motivations. You know, when the movement is coming from a good place, it's coming from a place of undermining the values of the Torah, of course, then we have to be more suspicious. Anyway, it doesn't sound like from the Bala Ito or the Rav Yoh that they're actually in fulfillment of the mitzvah. However, writes the Rav over here in the Torah's Kohenim. Says no. He says, Yikamad Yamad Vadas Rabbi Yais Rabbi Shimon Afilu Smicha Gedayla Alam Muteres Ben Ajim. Women not only this Akfu Yadaychu, the fake Smicha. No, a woman can volunteer to do Smicha, even though it involves Avoy the Bekachim. And she's volunteering to do it, and certainly she could both shine from Rosh Hashanah. Shekach nitna v'tera la'anashim chayva u'anashim reshus. The same mitzvah that was given to men was given to women. V'anashim dumya d'anashim v'chol mitzvah z'asi shazman grama. She's in the same boat as the man, just the man as a chiyuv, the woman as a reshus. But if she volunteers to do it, clearly she will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. And therefore she can do smicha avapi sheyesh ba'isr teru. Even though there's an Easter in the Torah. Oh, so certainly then you could blow Tkiyah Shay from Rosh Hashanah for the women. And of course, this is reflected by the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rash, the Agoy Sashri said, women can't volunteer when they're volunteering to do a mitzvah. They don't make a bracha. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam was, a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, of course, she does make a bracha. Says the Ramban, Masech Kiddush, and we call Malcolm Rabbeinu Tam. His opinion was, Misha Aisha, in the underlined section, Misha Aisha, mitzvahs ha-Torah ketiknan, afalpi shaloi nitztava hu bohem kegoy noshim v'geri mekabu v'enzcha. Of course they receive reward. That's the implication of the whole Gemara Masechtas Kiddushin. If you've ever learned that the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yosef was blind. Rabbi Yosef said that whoever will tell me Yisuma is chayv and mitzvahs, he'll make a yuma tavu the Rabbanon, because until now he was just volunteering to do them, if he'll actually be obligated in mitzvahs, then he would be even happier because now, Gadol Mitzvah V'yaisim Yishen Mitzvah V'yaisim. But it sounds like from the Gemara that he was doing the mitzvahs even before he was obligated. Or Dama Ben Asina, who was a Ben Noach, volunteered to do the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim. People are volunteering to do mitzvahs all the time. Avraham Avinu volunteered to do Kol Torah Kula, Kodim Shenitna. So people are volunteering to do mitzvahs. This is a common theme that we have. So it would make sense that a woman who volunteers to do a mitzvah also would be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. And therefore, and therefore, women can make a bracha. V'imtaymer heichan tzivanu. How can they make a bracha? Asher kishanu mitzvayis avit tzivanu. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva b'mitzvah zu la'anashim chayvan la'anashim reshus. The same as Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did command women in this mitzvah. Man as an obligation, women on a voluntary basis. But if she'll fulfill the mitzvah, if she'll perform the mitzvah, she will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore she can say, Asher Kishon Mitzvah Tzivanu. So now that we paskin, Nashim Tzayim Chos Rishus, we could have had a chakira, figured out, maybe women, even though they volunteer, they're allowed to participate in the mitzvah, but it was only k'day lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, but they're really not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. However, then maybe they shouldn't even make a bracha. That's the opinion of the Rambam, actually, and the Agoy Sashri. The women shouldn't make a bracha when they volunteer to do a mitzvah. However, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravid, seems to be the women do make a bracha, because it seems to be that a woman is obligated to the mitzvah on a voluntary basis. Right? Or she's part of the mitzvah on a voluntary basis. If she actually volunteers to do it, she'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. We'll have to see. There might be one other wrinkle over here, but that's basically how things break out. Okay, Shkara.